Dearest Swami, our most loving pranams at your divine lotus feet. Our ever-loving Lord, today we, your children from across 12 countries from zones 4A, 4B and 5, are here to celebrate the birth of the enlightened master, Lord Buddha. When we think of Lord Buddha, your divine words ring through our minds, reminding us that the same divine principle of love is present in all of us. When you take the path of love, you will become the Buddha yourself. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. The theme for this year's Buddha Purnima celebrations in the divine presence of our dear Lord is Chatur Brahma Vihar, the four sublime attitudes in Buddhism. This year's celebration will begin with a procession of Buddhist monks chanting the Narasingha Gatha.
Sahi Tuya Hitana Resi गुणबंध सुरत सुचिहु विसति सेत सुधन्तो साहित्य पिता नरसिंह अंजन वंद सुनील सुकेशो कंचन पत्र विशुद्ध लालातो ओ सधि पंदर सुख सुन्दो हे साहित्य पिता नरसिंहो गच्छति नील पाते विय चंदो हार घना परि वेति थरूपो सावक मन जगतो समनिंदो हे साहित्य पिता नरसिंहो
Brothers and sisters, we would now like to invite the leader of the monks, together with Brother Art Ong Jun Sai, member of Prashanti Council, Brother Amar Karki, Zone Chair of Zone 4A, Dr. Ravindran Menon, Zone Chair of Zone 4B, and Brother Ashok Sakrani, Zone Chair of Zone 5, to inaugurate the Buddha Purnima celebrations this year by jointly lighting the lamp. This will be followed by the offering of prasadam and vibhuti by the children and recitation of traditional Buddhist shlokas.
गच्छामि संघं शरणं गच्छामि प्रभुः सदा ॐ प्रसम्मा सम्बुद्ध च प्रथम कृतं संसोन पुत्रोपाय प्रसों राजं नोपवाय प्रसों है रौरुचुवरी पुत्थं सरणं गच्छामि धम्मं सरणं गच्छामि संघं सरणं गच्छामि नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स इति पिसो भगवा अरहं सम्मा सम्बुद्धो चरणसम्पन्नो सुखतो लोकविदु अनुत्तरो पुरिसधम्मसारथि सत्कातेवमनुस्सानं बुद्धो भगवान् सवाखातो भगवता धम्मो सन्तीतिको आकारिको एहिपासिको ओपनयिको पाच्यत्तं वेति तप्पो विन्युहि सुपतिपन्नो भगवतो सावकसङ्घो उचुपतिपन्नो भगवतो सावकसङ्घो यायपतिपन्नो भगवतो सावकसङ्घो सामीचिपतिपन्नो भगवतो सावकसङ्घो याथितं चत्तारि पुरिसयुखानि अथ पुरिसपुखला एषा भगवतो सावकसङ्घो आहुनयो पाहुनयो हाखिनयो अञ्चरीकरणीयो अनुत्तरं पुण्यकेतं लोकसादि
नमो गुरुम्बे लमालय जसोयो नमो बुद्धाय संजलय जसोयो नमो संगाय गिन्दिलय जसोयो नमो गुरुम्बे लमालय जसोयो नमो बुद्धाय संजलय जसोयो नमो धर्माय चलाय जसोय जो नमो संगाय गिन्देलाय जस जेवो नमो गुरु बेय लमालाय जसोय जो नमो बुद्धाय संजेलाय जसोय जो नमो धर्माय चलाय जसोय जो नमो संगाय किंजन लाय जसोय चेवाय संजय चेदान जोय जोनाल चंजोय बर्दो दाने जसोय ताजे जिंसाय जेवे सनाय चोलाय पिंजे संजय दुबाराय शो संजय चेदान जोय जोनाल चंजोय बर्दो दाने जसोय ताजे जिंसाय जेवे सनाय चोलाय पिंजे संजय दुबाराय शो संजय चेदाय जोय जोनाल चंजोय बर्दो दाने जसोय ताजे जिंसाय जेवे सनाय चोलाय पिंजे संजय दुबाराय शो सिमजन तमजन देवान देवे जुदाय दिम्बाराय जुज सिमजन तमजन दुंगाल दुंगाल जे जुदाय दलवाराय जुज Simjian Tamjian Dungala Mibhe Tewai Dambai Dhamminda Vajyuj Simjian Tamjian Nidhe Chadang Nidhan Chak 공년공도 배워라이쇼 아마의 심전 탐전대다 진주라이지 인조의 탐전다 도의 동바의 장조의 심바의 강다의 사쇼 대다의 긴지의 멜라 주주라이지 개와의 긴도의 양다의 라마의 장면 체계 발라의 롱지 사당 람제 인된 람제 도르제 창진 고바 뇨도이쇼
Dear Swami, we would now like to invite Brother Amar Karki, who is the chair of Zone 4A and the coordinator of this year's Buddha Purnima celebration, to deliver his welcoming address.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, trustees, brothers and sisters. Buddha Jayanti is celebrated jointly by zones 4A, 4B and 5 of Sri Satya Sai International Organization. On behalf of the organizing committee of Buddha Purnima 2019, we welcome you to this today's Buddha Jayanti celebration at Prasanthi Nilayam. About 2,000 devotees from 13 various countries have gathered here to celebrate the 2,563rd Buddha Jayanti celebration. The highlight of this year's celebration is we have participation from Belgium and United Kingdom as well. Siddhartha Gautam was born to Sakya clan at Lumbini, which now falls in Nepal. While talking of birthplace of Lord Buddha, one very interesting incident that happened 20 years ago at Whitefield innately comes to my mind. During discourse, Swami said, Buddha was born in Bharat. Bharat is generally taken as synonyms of India. Later, few Nepali devotees approached me saying, Swami should not have said so, because whole world, including the United Nations, knows that Lumbini is in Nepal. I knew Swami could not be wrong. He is Trikaldarshi. He knows the past, present and future. I earnestly prayed to Swami for the right answer to satisfy these people. Suddenly, out of look, an idea appeared in my mind. I told my friends, look, during every puja, when we do sankalpa, we chant Jambudvipe Bharat Varse Uttarakhande Nepal Dese. Here Bharat Varse means an area that spans from as far west as Gandhar, which is Afghanistan now, to Myanmar in the east, and Sri Lanka in the south, to Himalayas in the north. Some even include Tibet as well. It embraces few countries, Nepal included. Therefore, when we say Bharatvarsha, it is a huge spiritual area, which is not confined to India only. Bharat denotes a culture, a way of life, It is just like saying Arab. There are many countries in Arabian Gulf, but they are connected with a common culture, Arabic. My friend's reservation had been removed. Such great master as Lord Buddha have come for the upliftment of entire beings of the world. They have not come to fight election in a country or appear in public service commission that they should be labeled as Indian or Nepali. Rather, their birthplace is the world and citizenship universal. In fact, pegging them to a country would be a sacrilege to these great masters. The purpose of avatarhood of such great masters is for the redemption of mankind. Hence, their teachings are same. For example, this year's celebration is based on the theme Chatur Brahma Vihar, the four pillars of Buddhism, Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, and Upeksha. By cultivating these four noble qualities, one can overcome cruelty, desire, aversion, and delusion. The Hindu scriptures also exhorts Ishware Taddhinesu Bali Sushu Dvishasucha Prem Maitri Kripopeksha Yah Karotisya Madhyama. That is, one should always practice love, friendliness, compassion, and upeksha in daily life. The words differ, but the signposts and the ultimate destination are the same. We have a very learned speaker today who would expound on the theme Chatur Brahma Vihar. Hence, without much ado, I am pleased to introduce him. Dr. Thirakya Jerin Setasin from Thailand, nicknamed Judo, professionally is a medical doctor. He was Minister of Education, Government of Thailand until very recently. He is still a senator in Thai Parliament. He did MRCP from London University. He is honorary lecturer at the London University. Earlier, he was Deputy Dean of Faculty of Medical Science and Sciences, Khonkan University, Thailand, and Board of Education and Policy Development on Medical Sciences to Thai government. He is joint founder of Satya Sai School, Thailand. But most importantly, he is ardent devotee of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba for the last 3 decades. Jai Sai Ram.
Pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami, revered monks, respected elders, sisters and brothers. I think before we begin, we should adopt certain attitude about coming here to celebrate Buddha Purnima. Out of billions of Buddhists in the world, very fortunate few have come here to celebrate Buddha Purnima. This is a rare fortune. Thanks to his calling, his grace, Swami says nobody can come here unless he calls. So you are not here by accident. You are here by invitation from Swami. Many years ago, about, I think, over 20 years ago, in one of the interviews I had with Swami, he said something about Buddhism. He said, in Thailand, people are mistaken to think that he is a monk. He's not a monk. He's not a spiritual seeker. In fact, he is what the seekers seek. He is Buddha Sai. So when we do not have the right attitude coming here without realizing how fortunate we are, then we lose opportunities to gain the maximum benefit. Today's theme is Chatu Brahma Vihara, which basically means the four aspects of love, interestingly. Again, many years ago, when there were quite a few permanent residents in Prashanthi Nilayam. Prashanthi Nilayam happens to mean the abode of supreme peace. So Swami called all the permanent residents in Prashanthi Nilayam and told them that they can call themselves permanent residents only when they have four qualities. He didn't mention that the four qualities are Chatu Brahma Vihara. But the four qualities, he told the permanent residents, are exactly the four Chatu Brahma Vihara. He said you must have, before you can call yourself permanent resident of Prashanthi Nilayam. Of course, he means those who have Prashanti, who have peace. You must have number one, Maitri, loving kindness. Number two, Karuna, means compassion. Number three means Mudita, which means empathetic joy. Be happy when other people are happy, or share their joy. Or in fact, it just simply means always be happy. And number four, he said, Upeksha, equanimity. Swami often, if you study his discourses about the Buddha, he loves giving the stories of Buddhas, the Buddha being abused. In almost every discourse on the Buddha, including his writing, he would love to talk about the Buddha being abused, being talked badly at. I think I can get the teachings or the lessons from what Swami was saying about the Buddha's responses to abuses, at least three. Number one, when the Buddha is abused, he just does not accept it. Swami always tells the stories that Buddha goes to a village and he is abused by the villagers who happen to dislike him. A Buddha would give back the smile while listening to the abuses. And then he would ask the question that if a beggar comes to beg food from you, and then you give the beggar the food, but the beggar refuses to take the food, where does the food go back to? Then the abuser, the villager, would say, it goes back to the giver. The Buddha would say the same thing applies. When you abuse me, I do not accept it. So where does it go to? It goes to you. Go back to the abuser. So this is the first response. And this is so prevalent in the world of social media. Having been a minister for 5 years, I have experienced this so many times in social media. So my response is I don't read social media. I stop seeing them to keep my sanity. Number two, when people say bad things, you do not accept it. Then it goes back to the people who say them. So this is the first response. The second response that Swami often illustrates is this. He said the Buddha one time was sitting under the tree, the Bodhi tree. And then there were people, his disciples would praise him. But at the same time, there are people who come and also abuse him, say bad things to him. Again, he would smile. But the disciples wanted to beat the abusers up. The Buddha then said, no, no, you don't need to. You get joy by praising me. They also get joy and satisfaction by abusing me. So both get joy. So it's good that I have the opportunity to serve them, to give you the joy. So Swami says, whenever somebody says bad things about you, number one, you don't accept it. Number two, you're actually making them happy, give them satisfaction. That means you have the opportunity to do seva. The third response is very deep, is at the spiritual level. If you just look at it, the first response is from the physical level. The second response is from the mental level, when you change your perspective. But the third response comes from somebody who understands that all are one. The Buddha says the abuser and the abused are one and the same. They all have the same droplets of divinity. They all gods. So therefore, nobody abuses anybody else because all are one. So this is kind of Swami's favorite teaching on Buddha. Now, he also expands on Buddhism a little bit more. He said Buddha declares about the world, the three aspects of the truth about the world, that all is impermanent, anicchang. All is sorrow, dukkhang. All is empty, void, almost meaningless, no self, anatta. So therefore, we should give up the world. We should practice detachment. That brings to me one of the most important teachings of detachment that Swami has taught. You know, when the avatar comes, he reinterprets the ancient teaching in a simple way. One time he told me, he said, you practice detachment. I still remember at the time that by giving up the world, I'm not ready yet. He said, no. Detachment is deep attachment to God. Detachment means deep attachment to God. And then he said, what is attachment? Attachment is detachment from God. It's very simple. but at the same time, very deep. If you again look at the teaching of the Buddha expounded by Swami, another constant theme is the Buddhist prayer when he explains beautifully what we just sang in Pajan this morning as well. Buddham Sharanam Kacchami. And we then followed by Dhammang Sharanam Kacchami and Sangham Sharanam Kacchami. But for Swami, he had the order differently. He said the Buddha declared first, Buddham Sharanam Kacchami. I take refuge in the buddhi, the intellect, the discrimination. Then he said later on, the second stage, he said discrimination, if it's individual, is often selfish. Is it good or bad for me? It's often selfish. Swami said, then the Buddha then declares, later, the second stage, Sangham Sharanam Kacchami, that we take refuge in society, in the Sangham, in the community. Again, one time, I asked Swami, how can we change or transform the mind? Being a psychiatrist, I love to hear this answer because nobody has given a very satisfactory answer how to change the mind. You think about it, how to transform the mind. And then Swami said, looked at me quite kind of innocently and said, it's very simple. It's very simple. By discrimination. And he said, but it has to be fundamental discrimination, not individual discrimination. Individual discrimination is whether what you are going to do is good or bad. But fundamental discrimination, according to Swami, is whether it's good for all, whether it's good for society. Only when you have fundamental discrimination will you be able to transform the mind. So that's how he illustrates. And then he said later, the Buddha says, Dhammang Sharanam Kacchami. What are you going to serve society with? With truth, with love all, serve all, with help ever, hurt never, the Dhamma. Then he, in a way, encapsulates all his, the manifestation of the Buddha in two simple terms, if you like. That for us, we have to have peace within, but love without. The Buddham Sharanam Kacchami, Sangham Sharanam Kacchami, and Dhammang Sharanam Kacchami all can be summarized as peace within, love without. As he summarized all the Vedas as help ever, hurt never. Now I'd like to end by again reminding all of us that we are really the chosen few. Swami said it's the rarest of the rare opportunity to come to the physical proximity of the divine. To be born as a human, according to Swami, according to Buddha, is very difficult already. But to be born as a human and have this opportunity to come and be in his divine presence is very, very rare. He said saints and sages have to do a lot of penance, have to practice very hard to get just a glimpse to get moksha, to get liberation, to get enlightenment. So by this definition, we all here are already enlightened. When we have seen his divine form, you are already enlightened. The only thing for us to do is not to lose it. It's not to lose that enlightenment. It's not to forget the divine, the form. That is the rarest of the rare. That's why when you come to Prashanti Nilayam, when you sing Puttam Charanam Kachami, you always end with Sai Charanam Kachami. We take refuge in Sai. Thank you very much. Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, next we will offer a loving offering of 3 items by the SSE students and young adults of Nepal. They will be offering at your divine lotus feet a dance to a Ganesha Stotram, a drama entitled Buddham Charanam Gacchami, depicting how after enlightenment the Lord Buddha had transformed the lives of many people, and closing with another dance depicting Buddha's message of sacrifice and self-control.
Krishnamurti darshan matre mana kamana purti jai dev jai dev jai dev jai dev jai mangalmurti darshan matre mana kamana purti jai dev jai dev
ಪೀತಾಂಬರ ಫಣಿವರ ಬಂಧನ ಸುರ ಸುಂದರ ವಕ್ರ ತುಂಡ ತ್ರಿನಯನ ಮಾತ್ರಾಮಾಸಾವಟ್ಟಾಹೆ ಸದನ ಸುಕ್ಕಟಿ ಪಾವಾವೇ ನಿರ್ವಾಣಿ ರಕ್ಷಾವೇ ಸುರವರ ವಂದನ
ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾತ್ರ ಮನ ಕಾಮನಾ ಪೂರ್ತಿ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾತ್ರ ಮನ ಕಾಮನಾ ಪೂರ್ತಿ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ
A woman named Ambashali approached Buddha. She got curious over his attire. She wanted to know, despite his princely appearance, he wore a robe like a hermit at such a young age? Buddha replied that he wanted to know the cause of old age, sickness, and death. Hence, he left all the worldly attachments and chose this life. Impressed by his thoughts, she invited him for lunch. Buddha agreed. In no time, the entire village came to know of it. The villagers started coming to Buddha one by one and requested him not to accept her invitation, as she was a woman of bad character. Buddha listened to all their complaints patiently. He smiled and asked the village head if he also had the same observations as others did. The village head assertively said that he agreed to what others said, and not once, but for 1,000 times. Holding the village head's right hand, Buddha asked him to clap. The village head said that he could not do so, as one of his hands was in Buddha's hold, and it was not possible for anyone to clap with a single hand. Buddha taught them a lesson that as one cannot clap with one hand, Ambashali could not be bad by herself unless there were men of bad character in the village. Saying so, he wanted to know if there was any individual in that gathering without a trace of bad in him, so that he could visit his house for lunch. No one came forward. Then Buddha explained that when there were so many bad men in the village, it was not proper to point a finger at one woman. She turned bad due to bad company. A disciple of Buddha once approached him to make a request. Buddha kindly asked what it was. Disciple pleaded that his robe was worn out and no longer decent enough to wear. He asked for a new one. Buddha looked at the disciple's attire and found that the garment was absolutely in tatters and really needed a replacement. So he asked the storekeeper to give a new robe to the disciple. The disciple offered obeisance to the great master and left the room. Buddha kept thinking about the incident and felt that he had perhaps missed an opportunity to teach a valuable lesson to the disciple. So he went to the disciple's quarter to talk to him. Buddha inquired whether he was comfortable and if needed anything else. Disciple thanked Buddha and told he was contented. Buddha asked what he did with the old one. Disciple told that he used it to replace his worn-out bedspread. Buddha wanted to know further and asked what he did with the old bedspread. He then told he was using it as a curtain on his window. Buddha questioned about the old window curtain. He told that he tore it into 4 pieces and was using them as napkins to handle the hot pots and pans in the kitchen. Buddha queried deeper about the old kitchen napkins. Disciple humbly answered that they were being used as mops to wash and wipe the floor. Buddha went on with the old mop. Then the disciple said that the old mop was so tattered that the best they could do was to take all the threads apart and make wicks for his old lamp. He also informed that one of them was presently lit in his room. Buddha was contented. He was happy that his disciple realized that nothing is useless. Buddha always used to keep a rattle drum with him. One of his disciples one day asked the reason for keeping the drum by his side. To that, Buddha replied that he shall play the drum the day the person who made the greatest sacrifice approached him. Everyone was eager to know who the person would be. A Maharaja wanted to be called the most generous man by gifting money, jewelry to Buddha. He loaded all the treasures to his elephant and went to Buddha. On the way, an old woman greeted the Maharaja and pleaded for some food. The Maharaja took out a pomegranate and gave it to her. The old woman took the fruit and left. By then, the Maharaja had arrived and offered his treasures to Buddha. He was eagerly waiting to see when Buddha would beat the rattle drum. For a long time, Buddha did not play the drum, but as soon as the old woman approached Buddha and offered him the pomegranate, he took it immediately and started playing the little drum. The Maharaja got startled and asked Buddha why he ignored his gifts and took the mere pomegranate as the greatest offering. On this, Buddha replied, that it is not the quantity that counts, but the quality of sacrifice that matters. And the king suddenly realized his mistake and fell at Buddha's feet. Buddha was passing by the forest. On the way, he saw a boy named Avista who was tending buffaloes. He called him over and asked who he was. Avista was a poor low-caste boy who lived with a little sister and a brother and no parents. Buddha talked to him endearingly. But Avista did not know who Buddha was. And as the time went by, a divine love developed between the two. Avista brought a girl named Sujata, the daughter of the village head who belonged to a priestly higher caste. Sujata had brought white rice with a little salt and some curry for Buddha. But Avista had only rotten brown rice. Buddha knew this and called both Avista and Sujata to come closer. He took the offerings from both of them. Then he asked Sujata whether she has ever tasted brown rice. He also asked Avista if he has ever tasted white rice. Buddha mixed rice from both the bowls and started eating in the company. Being a lower caste, Avista was scared to eat that food. He feared that he would be chained and whipped for touching anybody or their food. Buddha then clarified the baselessness of caste system, as the taste of tears and the color of blood are same for all. He makes Sujata and Avista sit together. That's how he created harmony, a feeling of humanity and love that went beyond caste and community. Avista was very grateful, and in order to express his gratitude, he asked Buddha if he could offer him anything. Buddha asked Avista to give some green grasses he brought for the buffaloes so that he could use it as a cushion. He further added that the bundle of grass was as precious as gold for him. Avista was overwhelmed for Lord wanting such a simple gift, and he fell at his feet. Thank you.
Allah Yeshu, Sat Guru Sai. भगतवत्सल तेरुनाम हो साई
भगतवत्सल तेरुनाम हो साई
भगतवत्सल तेरुनाम हो साई
भगत वसल तेरो नाम हो सारे
दुख भंजन तेरो नाम हो साई
दुख भंजन तेरो नाम हो साई
तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी
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 सुमिरन करूं तेरो नाम हो साई
सुमिरन करो तेरो नाम हो साई
सुमिरन करूं तेरो नाम हो साई
सुमिरन करो तेरो नाम हो साई
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
परतीश्वर सैरा
परतीश्वर सैरा
परतीश्वर सैरा भगत वचन तेरु नाम हो साई
भगत वचन तेरु नाम हो साई
तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी
तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी
सुमिरन करो तेरु नाम हो साई
सुमिरन करो तेरु नाम हो साई
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
परतीश्वर सैरा
परतीश्वर सैरा
परतीश्वर सैरा
परतीश्वर सैरा
Pandurang
Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pandurang Vithala, Pand साईं बाबा जी की जय।
ओम श्री साई राम। Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow is the second day of the two-day Buddha Purnima celebrations at Prashanti Nilayam, where the devotees from Satya Sai International Organizations, Zone 4A, Zone 4B, and Zone 5 have come to Prashanti Nilayam to offer their loving prayers at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Tomorrow, during the early morning prayer sessions of Omkaram and Suprabhatam from 5:10 to 5:40, Bhagwan's Sannidhi curtains will be kept open. All devotees can receive Bhagwan's darshan from where they are seated. Later in the morning, we'll have the regular Sai Kulwanth Hall session, 8 to 9 a.m. Vedam chanting by the Mandir Vedam group, 9 to 9:30 bhajans by the Mandir Bhajan group, followed by Mangal Aarti and Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Tomorrow being Sunday, the evening session in Sai Kulwanth Hall will commence at 4:30 with Bhagwan's Divya Darshan, followed by Vedam chanting at 5 o'clock, led by the devotees from Japan. At 5:25, the evening cultural proceedings of the Buddha Purnima celebrations will commence with the introductory remarks by the central coordinator of Zone 5, Sister Bhavna Balani, followed by two guest speakers, revered monk Ugyen Sherab from Nepal and Mr. Dhammika Kalapuge from Sri Lanka. After the talk session, we'll have a musical program titled Jewel in Lotus, offered by the Sai youth from Zone 4A and Zone 4B countries. We'll then be blessed with Bhagwan's divine discourse. The evening session in Sai Kulwanth Hall will conclude with bhajans offered by the international Sai youth, followed by Mangal Aarti and Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Vari Divyanugra Asisulato బుద్ధ పూర్ణిమ పండుగలో వేడుక భాగంగా రేపటి రోజు తెల్లవారుజామున ఓంకారం మరియు సుప్రభాతం జరిగే సమయంలో అనగా 5:10 నుండి 5:40 మధ్యలో భక్తులు వారు ఉన్న చోట నుండి స్వామివారి దివ్య సన్నిధిని దర్శించుకోవచ్చు. సాయి కుల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమాలు 8:00 ప్రశాంతి మందిర్ వేద బృందంచే వేదపట్నంతో ప్రారంభమై 9:00 ప్రశాంతి మందిర్ భజన బృందంచే భజనతో కొనసాగి 9:30 మంగళ ఆర్తితో సమాప్తమవుతాయి. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. రేపటి రోజు ఆదివారం అవగా భక్తులు సాయి కుల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో 4:30 నుండి 5:00 మధ్యలో స్వామివారి దర్శనం చేసుకోగలరు. సాయి కుల్వన్ సభా మండపం యందు రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమాలు 5:00 జపాన్ దేశం యొక్క భక్తులచే వేదపట్నంతో ప్రారంభం అవుతాయి. వేదపఠనం అనంతరం జోన్ 5 కోఆర్డినేటర్ సోదరిమణి భావనా బాలని గారు రేపటి సాయంకాల ముఖ్య అతిథుల పరిచయ ప్రసంగమును ఇస్తారు. తదుపరి నేపాల్ దేశం యొక్క గౌరవనీయ సన్యాసులు ఉగ్యన్ షెరాబ్ గారు మరియు శ్రీలంక దేశ వాస్తవ్యులు శ్రీ ధమ్మిక కళాపుగే గారు ప్రసంగిస్తారు. వీరి ప్రసంగాల తరువాత జోన్ 4A మరియు జోన్ 4B సాయి యువత జ్వెల్ ఇన్ లోటస్ పేరిట ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని స్వామివారికి సమర్పిస్తారు. సంగీత కార్యక్రమం తరువాత స్వామివారి దివ్య సందేశం ఉంటుంది. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమాలు అంతర్జాతీయ భక్తులచే భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళ ఆర్తితో సమాప్తమవుతాయి. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జయ సాయిరాం.